It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Quilts to the Rescue.
And I feel like I do something good. I get cards and I get pictures of the animals that were saved.
That's Rochelle Huberger, our hero and founder of Quilts to the Rescue, along with her trusty sidekick, Hank, who she rescued from a life of abuse. Huberger makes quilts and gives them away to senior animal rescue groups, who then sell them to raise money for their cause.
In 2011, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I decided that I was going to do something that I had wanted to do for a very long time, which was establish a charitable organization that would be dedicated to fundraising for senior animal rescue.
Step one. Make a quilt.
From all over the country, send me the top or an entire quilt. But usually I have a lot of people who send me the tops and I quilt them.
Huberger says there are three parts to a quilt, the top, the middle, and the back. She says she doesn't have the patience to make the tops. She prefers quilting the three layers together.
And I have a computerized long arm quilting machine, which makes the process a little bit different, because in the old days they did it by hand.
The computerized quilting machine is cool. Huberger creates intricate stitching patterns on the computer, and the machine stitches the pattern into the quilt. She says the machine not only allows her to make dozens of quilts every year, it also makes them more valuable.
It's trying to stitch out the pattern that I asked it to.
Step two. Ship the quilt to a rescue group. They sell it and keep all the proceeds.
And so basically how it works is quilts are used as auction items or are used for an event for a raffle, and they can bring in a lot of money.
So you say they can, some can go for quite a bit. I mean, are we talking hundreds?
Thousands. Yes, we had a quilt that was auctioned for close to 2,000.
So Huberger has invested a lot, and she doesn't take a cut from the quilt sales.
My full-time job does somewhat pay for my equipment and my batting, which is the middle part, and then I just donate my time.
Huberger says she sent quilts to rescues all over the country, as far away as North Carolina and Arizona.
I've worked with sanctuaries where animals can go and stay and be cared for and loved until they pass.
Which is a part of step three and what it's all about. Spend the money to help animals. Huberger says the funds raised are earmarked for elderly animal rescue. She says senior animals have a harder time getting adopted. They're often euthanized, but they make good pets if they can be saved.
And so I love the seniors, so I don't have the energy for puppydom.
Everybody likes rooting for an underdog, pun intended, especially Huberger. Besides seniors, she often takes breeds which are on breed ban lists. And she says she likes working with groups which not only help older animals, but older humans as well.
We saved an Akita that had an enormous tumor between her legs, and she was going to get put down because the owner couldn't afford the surgery. She was an older dog, and we paid for the surgery, and the animal was fine and stayed with the older owner for several years thereafter. And when the Akita passed, the owner went soon after.
I asked Huberger why she does this, and she says she does it for the love of quilting and animals.
This was a good way to pair quilting, which is my hobby, with fundraising, which is very important for animal rescue groups.
Huberger says since 2011, she's made about 100 quilts and raised thousands of dollars for animal rescue. I'm Travis Slate, WCMU News.